Please listen carefully.
Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast, everyone. Really excited to share with you my conversation with Stephanie Burke today. So last week we were talking about the prenatal and postnatal woman, and this week we're actually talking about the exact opposite. We are sharing information with you on periods and cycles and intuition and how you can use this, you know, time in your cycle as your superpower. So Stephanie is so knowledgeable on menstruation, but she's also very knowledgeable on the whole manifestation, and she combines these two topics and helps women connect to your sacred feminine. And she really talks a lot about how to sink in with your period and create impact and amplify your life. You know, for a lot of us, especially when, I mean, I haven't got my period in so long, but when I did get my period, I would just be so fatigued and uncomfortable and miserable, and I thought that's how I just had to live my life once a week, every month. And Stephanie talks about how to break free of that. She also gets really detailed, and she talks about blood rituals, and how she's really passionate about manifestation during your period. And she launched her first online program called the Goddess Collective. So we have a lot of information to share. Let's get into it, and I hope you all enjoy this episode. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast, everyone. Really excited to share with you my conversation with Stephanie Burke today. So last week we were talking about the prenatal and postnatal woman, and this week we're actually talking about the exact opposite. We are sharing information with you on periods and cycles and intuition and how you can use this, you know, time in your cycle as your superpower. So Stephanie is so knowledgeable on menstruation, but she's also very knowledgeable on the whole manifestation, and she combines these two topics and helps women connect to your sacred feminine. And she really talks a lot about how to sink in with your period and create impact and amplify your life. You know, for a lot of us, especially when, I mean, I haven't got my period in so long, but when I did get my period, I would just be so fatigued and uncomfortable and miserable, and I thought that's how I just had to live my life once a week, every month. And Stephanie talks about how to break free of that. She also gets really detailed, and she talks about blood rituals and how she's really passionate about manifestation during your period. And she launched her first online program called the Goddess Collective. So we have a lot of information to share. Let's get into it, and I hope you all enjoy this episode. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. I'm so excited to have you back on, and this time talking about a whole nother world of health and wellness. The first podcast, you really shed light on your wellness journey, and now we're chatting about how you are an intuitive guide and transformational coach, and you're empowering women in regards to their body's natural cycles and feminine essence. So I'm really excited. Like, I love your posts. They really inspire me, and I can't wait to dig a little deeper. So why don't we get started by you telling us a little bit about what you're doing these days, you know, just a little bit of a background behind being an intuitive guide and transformational coach.
Totally. So with intuitive guide, literally, it's just really, I'm so passionate about empowering women to connect back to our intuition, because that is literally, I mean, as humans, I think it's our superpower, and especially as women. I mean, if you go back to like prehistoric times when we were just, you know, in the caveman days and, you know, Neolithic and everything, like literally I feel that it's intuition that has kept the human species in existence. Because in a time and place when, you know, if it's like dark out and, you know, you have like tigers, not tigers, I don't know, saber-toothed tigers, you know, whatever was around back then, it wasn't like our human senses, our five senses is not what kept us in survival mode. It's not because we saw, you know, what was the predator out there. We couldn't smell it, but it was our intuition. You know, it's that intuition that tells you, don't go down this alleyway in modern day times. It's this intuition that says, don't get in this car right now. Let's take the bus or something. You know what I mean? And I feel that we've been taught, myself included, to really forget the intuition. One of my favorite books, I haven't even gotten through it all actually, but I highly recommend, is Women Who Run With the Wolves. And in it, you know, we're taught as little young girls, and it's like all about the subconscious now, is like to be this nice girl, right? Be the nice, polite little girl. Like a little girl, you know, the mom, with no ill, I don't mean like any ill intentions when saying this, because every parent is doing the best they can with the knowledge that they know. But it's like when you're, what's being taught subconsciously to a little kid to be always nice to people, to, you know, if they say, go give this person a hug, but the little kid doesn't want to. And the, you know, the mom or the dad says, well, be nice, go give this person a hug, but the little kid doesn't want to. What you're actually teaching this little kid is my thoughts, my intuition, my senses are not to be honored. And yes. I have to play nice.
Oh my gosh.
And this is how
I have to interrupt, yeah, because I've literally just been experiencing this with Elizabeth. And okay, so she just learned how to like give kisses and hugs, and we are encouraging her to do this to her family, her grandfathers, her uncle, her aunt. And it kind of clicked with me like a week or two into this, because, you know, she doesn't see her family all the time. And we would like tell her like, oh, Lizzie, give them a kiss, give them a hug, give them a kiss, give them a hug. And it literally clicked with me the other day. I was like, she will give it to them if she feels that emotion. And if she doesn't, we shouldn't be forcing her to do that. You know, like, yeah. I don't care. I'm sorry, but I don't care about anybody else's feelings except for my daughters.
Yeah.
Not if, you know, my brother is hurt because she didn't give him a kiss. So I love that you touched on that, because I feel like that's something that we do, you know, parents, you don't know until you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
So I love that you pointed on that, because that's such a great example.
Yeah, and it's like everything that we're playing out in as adults is actually it's just a repetition of history of our little girl selves. And our,
yes,
little girl self beneath the age of 7 is just our subconscious mind. And our subconscious is ruling our realities all the time, until one, we become conscious and aware of the subconscious, and then we can take the step to realign what's happening in the subconscious. Yeah, so that's kind of what it means to me to be like an intuitive guide and really bring women back home to themselves. And with the transformational coaching, is just the deep transformation happens with the subconscious, because, like, fun fact is that, you know, 99.6% of your reality is dictated by your subconscious. And yet most people living in today's society are trying to make conscious decisions with their conscious brain, which only is attributed to 0.4% of your reality. So this is where, you know, things don't run parallel and disalignment happens. And this is why when you consciously make and set goals, subconsciously, if it's not in alignment, if someone doesn't feel worthy of losing the weight, if someone doesn't feel worthy of receiving the money, no matter how much consciously they desire to make or how much they consciously desire to lose or lose the weight. I'm just using money and weight because I feel like it's something that's very, very relatable to people, but there's like infinite examples. If the subconscious is not rewired to run in parallel with what the conscious mind wants, then, you know, the transformation will not happen. And then people are stuck in this vicious cycle of like, well, I want this, but nothing's changing in my life. And it's like this hamster wheel of like nothingness happening.
Absolutely. So how have you turned that and really integrated it into your business? Like, how are you helping empower women? What is your strategy?
Yeah, so I really take both those components of working with the subconscious mind and the intuition, and then I harness it with the body, because I feel like the subconscious mind is the mind. It's like the mind component, right? And then you have to like bring in the body and the soul. And so important with like the embodiment work. So how I really like fine tune this and like connect everything is really bringing women back into their bodies and honoring their natural cycles and rhythms, and specifically with your periods. And by cycles, I mean, you actually have four phases in your cycles, like every single month, right? Most people just think of like, oh, okay, ovulation and maybe menstruation, but in between both of those, you have two other cycles as well. And the thing is, like, society has taught us as women that periods suck, emotions suck, keep it together, don't be too wild, don't be too emotional, don't be too crazy, don't be this like crazy woman or whatever. And you know, and we're taught to just deal with the PMS symptoms and the periods and all this stuff and live with it. And just, you know, here's a tampon. This was like my menstrual education. Here's a pad, here's a tampon, deal with it every month. That's all I learned for like my entire life until, you know, in the last few years, learning about all this, that this is actually our superpower. For thousands of years, we've known these like wisdoms in our bodies, but we've become so far away from this and living out of our bodies. And I know this because I used to be so disconnected from my body, like my head and my body was like two separate entities. But yeah, so that's the work that I do, is really combining the subconscious mind, the body with the cycles and the phases and, you know, and the intuition, and how to actually use these three components to make the impact that you desire and the income that you desire into your reality. Yeah.
So for women who, you know, are being told, you know, these symptoms are normal, don't worry about it, you just have to suck it up, like, where do you start with them? What type of education? How do you teach them to, like, listen to their intuition and get in touch with their, you know, superpowers?
Yeah, totally. It's like, where's the square one in all this? I would say, so first of all, like, any physical pain or quote unquote symptom that we're getting, I truly believe is the body's way of crying out for help. You know, like, this isn't like, women weren't put on this planet to deal with like PMS and menstrual cramps as like this punishment that we just deal with. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Nature does no harm. Nature is here to like create just, you know, harmony. But when there's this disharmony in the body, then, you know, diseases happen. And in terms of like menstrual cramps or PMS symptoms, it's all cries from the body to, hey, come back in and take a look within, right? It's literally crying out for help. So in terms of what you can actually do is, I would say, one, there's always like, you know, the physical component and emotional component. I think everything does start on a physical component, is like checking in first. Okay, in my body, for example, like, what foods am I consuming that are actually nourishing me versus not, right? And like, this is, you know, I'm sure, you know, people have heard this a lot, but really sticking to natural whole foods is really going to do the body wonders. And this one, a lot of, you know, it's going to upset a lot of women in the West or people in the West, because in, for example, like in TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, they really advise staying away from cold things. Like, they have, every food has different properties. And there's like some foods that are naturally warming, regardless of whether you heat it up or not, whether you eat it cold or hot, it's still got a warming or a cooling property. And for example, with ice, like, if you think about what ice is, it's a hardened form of water, right? And so what happens with, it's like the water becomes frozen, it becomes stiff, it becomes stagnant, right? So what happens when the body is ingesting really cold and icy things is, if you think about what you are, what you eat, then this ice is actually holding stagnation in the body and creating this hardening effect energetically in the body. And it requires then your entire body, your organs, your digestion system to like go on overdrive, to first have to melt everything, and you know, then it can go into digestion. So really your body is like going into overdrive of like working. And this ice hardening, when you think about it, like, if you're having menstrual cramps, for example, It's really like a sign of stagnation of the blood, meaning something is not in flow, right? And ice, like water, is flowy in its natural state, but ice is hardened, it's stiff, it's stagnant, and it's almost being represented in the blood or the lack of the flow of the blood if there's like cramps. So that's like, that's one advice I give, because I know it's so common to just be drinking ice cold things all the time. And I don't want to like scare people and be like, don't ever drink ice things. Cause I mean, of course I'm going to, you know, enjoy like my like vegan ice cream or like, you know, cold drinks on occasion, but it's just like being aware and maybe being like, okay, well, how can I incorporate more room temperature or even, you know, like hot lemon water in the mornings, or if you're going to have a smoothie or a shake, like, I invite you to add a little bit of ginger or cardamom or cinnamon, something to, or turmeric, something to create that warming effect in your body as it's digesting, even though the drink itself is cold.
That's so interesting, because I feel like we aren't taught any of this, like none.
No. Like, none of it, right?
I was told to like take a Tylenol, enjoy some chocolate.
Yeah.
And really, there's such a scientific way to, you know, approach this.
Yeah.
You also talk a lot about like manifesting during your cycle. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Okay. Totally. Oh, my God, I love this topic. So you can manifest in every phase of your cycle. I'm like all about teaching women how to manifest and create their dream reality. And it really comes like, let's start with blood rituals. So we're going to get a little witchy here.
Ooh, I like this.
So maybe you've had a blood ritual practice if you're listening. Maybe you haven't. I'll just go over a brief background about this. It's like basically what's happening in your body bleeding is like this. It was, you know, the egg didn't get fertilized and it's being shed out in your uterus lining in the form of menstrual blood. And when you think about this, this egg that did not get fertilized had the potency to create literally life, literally a baby. So this is like in Tantra, they say that this is your life force energy that's leaving your body. So it makes sense then why when you're bleeding, you know, typically we're lower in energy, we're feeling more tired, more inward. And it's because literally your life force energy is leaving your body and depleting you. And it's almost like every month women go through this beautiful natural death and rebirth process. And if you think of this menstruation phase as like the quote unquote death, it's representing everything not serving you in your life, especially from this last month. So it's like quite literally physically shedding your body. And so, you know, emotionally, you can be feeling all this, spiritually, energetically. And so all of this that's leaving your body, first of all, actually your menstrual blood has so much stem cells in there. Like I actually make like face masks. Like I'll literally just take some blood and like wipe it on my face before like going into the shower.
No way.
Yeah.
And what is that supposed to do for your skin?
Like, I've just been hearing that there's so much stem cells in the in our blood because it just holds so much potency. That when you think about it, this blood had the potential to create life, but it didn't, right? Because it didn't get fertilized with semen. But it had the potency to create this life. And so there's so much nourishment and nutrition and, like, stem cells in there. You can just, like, invite you to just try it out. If you're a little scared at first, just like, I don't know, you know, it could just be a tiny little bit, maybe just, you know, a little bit on your face and then just like wash it off in the shower. But I invite you to sit with it. First of all, like why, if it is scary or like, oh, this is gross. Because trust me, I was there. I used to be like, you know, I mean, it's like, we're taught, here's the applicator. Don't touch it. We don't want to touch it because it's gross. That's kind of what it's implying, you know?
100%.
And it's like, well, I invite you to sit with it. Why is it coming up to feel this this fear around our most potent and powerful area in our body? So, yeah, getting back to the blood ritual, you know, I like put it on my face. You can even just like rub it over your body and just like if you want to sit and meditate or in the shower, imagine like the water is just like, your blood is what you are intentioning, and the water is literally just washing away everything you're intentioning it and bringing it into the earth, because Mama Earth has the potency to literally regenerate life, right? That's like the the natural cycles of winter, right? Everything fall, like in the fall, everything falls. And in the winter, it's like this death process. In the spring, it's this new regeneration. And that is how nature works, this constant death and rebirth cycle. And so do us as women. And specifically with blood rituals and manifesting, like if you use a tampon, you can actually soak it in, like, let's say a mason jar and like collect the blood that way. If you're still using tampons, if you use a cup, that is actually it is the easiest way, the menstrual cup, to collect the blood. And then afterwards you can put it in a little mason jar and then, you know, add some water to it too, because your blood is so potent. So mix it with some water before you like give it back to the earth and water your plants with it, because it's actually so nourishing. I literally had a plant that was dying, like literally dead. And then I was like, I'm going to do an experiment, because I've had been like reading up, like, you know, about like blood rituals way back when, like a year ago, about how you can revive plants. I was like, I'm going to try this. And so I did. I literally revived my plant. I called it my abundance plant.
No way.
Like this, I did. It was like this thriving plant after, you know, like a month or two, and just intentioning the love and everything. And so like, I personally now use the Thinks panties, like the underwear panties. I'm obsessed with them. And in terms of collecting the blood, I'll like literally just wring it out in some water inside the mason jar. So that's like the way that I collect it. And in terms of blood rituals, you can just take this mason jar. I invite you to, you know, the same day or two, like don't have it sit for a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not going to smell nice. So sit there for a month, like, you know, in the day or two, and bring it outside. If you're in the city, maybe you can do plants, or you can maybe take a walk, whatever, wherever you are, and find some space in nature, and like, maybe just take your meditation practice outside. It doesn't need to be anything, you know, too fancy or anything, but it's just like sitting with it and holding this blood and really feeling into it, what it is that you are calling in for this next cycle, because you just released so much, right? It's this death process. And it's like, what are you bringing into this next phase of your cycle? What are you calling in? And feel into that, into this blood. And as you release it, you can like feel as though the old you is being shed back into the earth, and just intentioning that Mama Earth is hearing, the universe is hearing what you're intentioning, right? And that it's going to be transmuted and alchemized into the earth, into what it is that you desire. Just something as simple as that.
So now that we've really kind of like gotten deep into this, I want to know a little bit more about how you shifted into this side of, like, how did you get started into, you know, really helping women with their cycles and their periods and their intuition? Because prior to this, you were still in this realm of like manifestation, but you weren't this specific. And now you've really like arrowed in on what you're helping women with. And I just want to know, like, where did this desire come from? Because it's just so important. And I'm shocked that this space really hasn't been filled yet.
Yeah, that's a great question. I get asked that a lot. Like, how did I get, quote unquote, into this realm? And sometimes I'm like, I don't even know. But I do kind of know. But it's like, well, for one, I think when I first... Okay, there's like almost two parts of the story, and I'll try and make this like kind of like brief Spark Notes version. is like when I was six, my dad left to go to DC for 6 months. And to be honest, I actually completely blocked this memory out. I don't even remember until it got brought up in like a tarot reading 2 years ago in Bali. And like, anyways, my dad left for 6 months for a work trip. And I guess like my little girl self felt abandoned. And I actually only recently discovered this vision in October, so only a few months ago, having this vision saying bye to my dad while he was going to the airport. And he was like, Daddy has to leave to go work so he can make money. Mm-hmm. And that actually, the little girl in me started to associate money means abandonment. And that was the program that was like running my life for the last, what am I now? Yeah, like over 20 years. And anyway, so that's like, and then also that marked the point that I started to like, I think my little girl self decided when I was like 6 or 7 to, or not, I think it did happen. I decided to be a tomboy. And I attribute that moment now. I was like, oh my God, I think that my little girl self thought if I was a tomboy or like a boy, maybe my dad would come back, you know? Cause as a little girl, like 6 months is a long time to understand, you know, even though obviously now I know, of course I know, like it was all with like love, but that doesn't take away from the fact that a little child doesn't understand what's actually happening in reality. You know, she only understands her little world. Into like my little girl self, that meant abandonment. And so I just became like a tomboy. I like suppressed the feminine. I suppressed all things womanhood. I was like super grossed out by periods. I hated it. I was like, this shit sucks. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, literally for 20 years. So anyways, fast forward now to like, in the last few years when, you know, the last time that I hopped on this podcast, I was like kind of like a year into like my entrepreneurial journey. And especially in the first 2 years, really, but especially that first year, I was constantly hustling, constantly doing, living in this paradigm, which was all about the hustle and doing. Like, my worth came from how productive I was that day. I had to be behind. I put myself back into my own 9-to-5, like, even though that's not what I left that world, you know, and stuff. But I was like so determined that I have to do it. And I thought like the harder I work, the more I make, but I wasn't. I was like capping it myself. And I literally couldn't make more than like a grand in my own business. And I was like, no matter how much I did and stuff. And so, you know, I actually read Melissa Ambrosini's book, Open Wide, 2 years ago. And it just made sense. It was introducing me to all this other realm of like, you know, the masculine, the feminine, period, cycles, sexuality, sensuality, all these things that even though they were new to me in this life, it just made sense to me in like my soul that I was like, I think I've done this before. Like, this just feels right. And I started there with these rabbit holes, and it just became deeper and deeper. And the more I like learned about it, the more I was healing my own journey and like my money mindset story and my relationship with like my little girl self, that it's okay to be a woman, to own my womanhood, because I had shamed that for so long. And I think that's why, not I think, that is why I'm so passionate about it now.
That totally makes so much sense. And even as you say that, I mean, I feel like every day we tell Lizzie, like, all right, dad's got to go to work because he's got to make money. So it's so interesting to hear, you know, how we don't realize that, like, we almost program our children, you know, like, yeah. Of course, we don't know as parents, like, what's going to stick and what's going to affect them. But I've been looking a lot into, like, conscious parenting and mindful parenting lately, and just hearing you say things like that, and obviously you overcame it, but it's just interesting to see the correlation.
Yeah, totally. And, like, I don't know, I totally feel that everything though that happened was meant to happen, because that was like my soul chose for that to happen. Like, my soul made this agreement with my dad's soul that this is going to happen, and I'm going to feel this abandonment, and then I'm going to overcome it, and then I'm going to teach this, you know?
Right.
Like, with, and it's almost like that's like the whole, like, your, what's that quote? It's like, your pain becomes your purpose. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What it is. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's no longer, it's like, not that it's like bad that it happened. There's no good, there's no bad. It just is. And it's like every soul's journey to overcome that, to learn this. And that's where the teachings are, you know, and we're taught that all these things are bad. And it's like, well, it's not bad. If you ever, you know, if you do interviews with anyone who's, especially, I mean, you're podcasting women all the time. It's like the trend is like their pains have become their purpose usually, you know? It's,
right.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the Goddess Collective, which is your first online program?
Yeah.
And I'm also super excited to see that you're launching a podcast. So why don't you tell us all about your new brand that you're really launching and setting on fire.
Thank you. Yeah, it just came to me one day in the shower. I was like, I knew I wanted Goddess in the name, and then it just came through Goddess Collective. I was like, okay,
I cool. love
so
it.
It is. So yeah, with the Goddess Collective program, I'm so excited about it because it's literally embodying everything I have ever learned, everything I wish I knew, all the like quote unquote struggles that I like overcame on how to tap into, you know, it's how to tap into your feminine essence and your natural cycles and rhythms by really being able to amplify your life and create the results that you desire from the feminine essence, from being able to receive and open up to the magnetism, the radiance, and really creating those results in the income that you desire and the impact that you're meant to make in this world from this new paradigm. Instead of always hustling, I mean, don't get me wrong, you have to, of course, you have to do aligned action and take action and stuff, but it's like, it's not about this constant, like push, strive, do paradigm. It's about opening up the space to, yeah, I really believe that as women, not even as women, as people, you can have more by doing less. We're so focused on the doing. And it's like, I know you've heard this phrase before. It's like, we're human beings, not human doings. You know,
yes.
We program ourselves to be the fucking doers all the time, but it doesn't. Yeah, like there's another way. So it's like, that's what this program really is. So if you're like an aspiring leader, aspiring entrepreneur, or you are one already, or soulpreneur, whatever you want to call yourself, and you want to be able to like make the impact that you desire and create more income than ever before by connecting to your feminine essence and your natural cycles, then this is what this program is for. Or it's for anyone who just wants to tune into their cycles, because again, like we mentioned, we're not taught any of this in school. We're just taught nothing. I learned nothing. Like, yeah. And then with the podcast, yeah, it's also going to be called The Goddess Collective, and it's going to be just interviewing different goddesses on their journeys, all about, it's going to be really talking into, you know, pleasure, sensuality, sexuality, periods, all these juicy womanhood things that, again, we've been shamed. I know I felt a lot of shame, you know, around in my life, that I want to destigmatize and expose women that it's okay to talk about this stuff. Yeah.
I love that. And I feel like that's truly where women need the most support. We all feel some sort of like shame or embarrassment, and especially around those trigger points that you're saying.
Yeah.
I love that you're really supporting women in that way. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Whether it be through your course or your podcast or just your Instagram. There's just so many different ways to work and connect with you.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
So where can everybody find you on social media, your website? Give us all the details.
Sure. You can find me. I'm most prominent on Instagram. That's my jam right now. It's just at I am Stephanie Burke. And maybe, you know what, by the time this podcast is launched, I'm going to say the podcast, my podcast will be out. It's going to be called The Goddess Collective. And yeah, drop in there. You know, if you listen to this, podcast, send me a DM. I'm creating a menstruation ebook on all things, just not just menstruation, but your entire cycles, including blood rituals, everything that we just talked about in so much juicy detail. If you listen to this podcast, send me a DM. I'll send you the ebook for free. So yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
So I do have one more question for you, and you may or may not remember.
Oh, I know.
Yay. What is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh my God, I'm going to say lavender.
Oh, I've been loving lavender lately too. I don't know if it's, I don't know why, but it's like, it feels so feminine and it's so good.
What's your favorite?
Right now I am, I know, I like drink so much. I just started drinking this rose one. I can't even remember who it's by, but it's really good. I'm like kind of in the like gentle flavors right now, I feel like.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Gentle flavors.
Well, thank you for so much creating the time for speaking with me, and I know you're in Costa Rica right now, so the whole time change and everything. But thank you so much, and I will keep you posted when this goes live.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me on. It was so much fun. Like,